Praise the Lord and good evening, everyone. This is Bishop Horace Michael. It is Tuesday, October the 6th in the year 2020. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We honor the Spirit of God, and we are thankful for the presence of God that is here with us tonight as we assemble ourselves in prayer and the Word of God. It is stirring in my spirit concerning divine protection overarching the people of God, and to defend the faith, to encourage and admonish you concerning your walk with God, and to fortify you with prayer. It was the normal posture of the Apostle Paul, to pray for the churches, to pray for those who he had established in the faith, even in cases where he had established ministry, that he would write letters or epistles to them, and in those letters leave words of profound depth and prayer on their behalf. The Lord has been dealing with me concerning the letters of Paul in particular, as he wrote them to four particular churches. They had a circulatory nature in those letters, because even in the Colossian letter, we know that he makes reference to the church at Laodicea and also admonishes them to read the letter that those at Colossians to read, at Colossae, to read the letter that he sent to the Laodiceans. And so we know that the Apostle Paul loved the people of God with all his heart. He had to take a posture of instructor at times as teacher, and then at times as a spiritual father, which entailed not only direction and admonition, but correction, so that the people of God would stay rooted and grounded in the word, in the gospel that was given unto him, as he went forth to establish in their hearts the pure nature of Christ, and how that Christ is the center of all things, that God has ordained that our focus would be on Christ as our Redeemer, and that he would even be the fulfillment of God's promise to the world for redemption, that the fullness of the Godhead would be found even in Christ. And so tonight, beloved, the Lord has put you on my heart afresh, and I am grateful to God for spiritual sensitivity as the Holy Spirit has directed me. And we're going to read to you a passage out of Colossians. Oh, bless the name of God. Colossians chapter 1. We're going to read to you from verses 9 through verse number 20. Thank you, Lord. Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 20. I'm going to give you a moment to turn there or to record that. I want you to have this in front of you. It is extremely important, as I have shared with you on numerous occasions, that when we come together in this fashion, that you have a pen and a paper, that you would be able to write down the things that are being shared with you so that you can review them in your leisure. And even though you're hearing my voice and can listen to the recording again, what is important is that while you are in this moment, the Holy Ghost is going to speak to you concerning the things that you hear. And you want to jot those nuggets down, because it is a God conversation. It's the Lord speaking to you in this moment. And you do not want to let this moment pass you by. Praise the name of God. You do not want to let this moment pass you by. And so again, tonight, Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 20. If you have that passage, you can speak without coming off of mute. You can stay on mute and just confess it by declaring, I have the word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I have the word of the Lord. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. And verse 19, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. The word of the Lord is blessed. Tonight, the Lord has dealt with me about leading this prayer yet again a second night. And so we will be praying over you, because there's a release that's about to happen in your life. God is speaking to you concerning direction. And sometimes people are excited about increase. They're excited about blessings. They're excited about healings. They're excited about material prosperity, a new house, a new car, an increase in salary. But there's something, my brothers and sisters, there's something, sons and daughters, that is out of order. And the Holy Spirit is stirring me concerning this. It's what's on the inside that matters most. It's what's on the inside that matters most. We're going to bow our heads and we're going to start prayer even right now in Jesus' name. While you are listening, I want you to prepare yourself to change your atmosphere through your audible prayer. You are the conduit of the power of God in the world. God operates through his church. We are his church. We are the body. Christ is the head. And where you are right now, there is a need for the sound of your voice to be uttered, to allow the Holy Spirit to gain entrance. We give God entrance with our words. The Bible says the Lord inhabiteth the praises of his people. When we speak the word, the Lord is given opportunity. This is why words are so important. When you speak God's word, you give him opportunity to come in. You welcome him. And even tonight, as we go before the Lord in prayer, I want you to understand that we are about to usher in the presence of God right where you are. Your room has become a sanctuary. Your house has become a sanctuary. Your dining room, your kitchen, wherever you are right now, that place is the sanctuary. If there's a table there, that table is the altar. If there's a nightstand there, that nightstand is your altar. Even if you're in your bedroom and you feel moved to get on your knees and bow at your bedside, my friend, I invite you right now to posture yourself in the presence of God. Father, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now, Lord God, with grateful hearts. We're thankful that you have called us your children. We are the saints of the Most High God. We thank you for the forgiveness of our sins. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that has been shed for us, for the remission of our sins. We thank you that you have given us a name, and you have put that name upon us, the wonderful name of Jesus. Thank you that you have sanctified us and set us apart, not by our own doing, but by the precious blood of Jesus, by which we have been redeemed, and even by that powerful Holy Spirit, whereby we have been sealed unto the day of redemption. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the Holy Spirit abiding in us, the witness of your grace within our spirits, the witness of the riches that you have prepared for us, and even for the blessings that belong to us now, how you have made us new creatures in Christ. We thank you, O God, for being new creatures. We know that the flesh will fight against this transition, that the flesh will war against this metamorphosis, this change that's taking place. But we thank you that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We thank you that by your spirit we have peace, hallelujah, even through the offering of the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, he took our place in judgment that we might take his place in relationship. And now are we the sons and daughters of God. I thank you for our sonship. I thank you for our relationship. I thank you for the kinship that has been established. We are the children of the Most High God. Hey, God, I thank you that even here now, we have come together on this night to consider all that you've done for us in Jesus Christ, how you have worked a work in us, hallelujah, being made your workmanship, created unto good works that you have before ordained that we should walk in them. I thank you, hey, for the power of the Holy Ghost that works in us, both to will and to do. In all wisdom and spiritual understanding. We bind the hand of the devil tonight. Hallelujah. That tries to come in and spoil your vineyard. We bind that demonic spirit tonight that would come in to try to mess up with your garden. We are the garden of the Most High God, and we bless you and we praise you. We bless your name. We love you, Lord. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We bless you right now for the Holy Ghost. We bless you right now for the power. Hey, hallelujah. You have given us this treasure in an earthen vessel that the excellency of the power might be of you and not of us. I bless your name right now that you give us wisdom so that we don't go and make the same mistakes again. You show us, Lord God, even with the knowledge of your word, how to walk uprightly before you. Hallelujah. We bless you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. You have taught us how to praise you in the worst conditions of our lives. You have taught us how to give you thanks despite what we're going through. You've taught us how to stay in the presence of our God, how that praise is comely for the upright. We thank you, Lord, that you've taught us that there's power in our praise, how that when we praise you for the beauty of holiness, we praise you that our sins have been forgiven. We praise you that our names have been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We praise you that no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. We thank you that we have this knowledge. Hallelujah. Hey, we didn't just get here, but we know him in whom we have believed, and we are persuaded that you are able to keep what we commit unto you. Oh God, somebody on this line needs to make a new commitment. Somebody on this line needs to tighten up their grip. Somebody on this line needs to know their labors are not in vain. And so, Lord, take us beyond the natural understanding. Take us beyond just being able to quote scripture, but give us spiritual insight. Open up our understanding. Hallelujah. Let the eyes of our understanding be made enlightened. In other words, help us to get it, Lord. We want to get this thing in our minds, not just from a comprehension. We want to get this thing in our spirit from a level of revelation. Open up, Lord God, our understanding, our spiritual understanding. Oh, God, I thank you that you're going to breathe a fresh wind upon your children even tonight through the word that's in their spirit. Stir it up right now, oh, God, the word of faith. Stir it up in them, Lord, that they will speak the word of faith to the mountain and command the mountain to be moved. We speak the word of faith even over our emotion, and we declare our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and we won't defile our bodies. We speak the word over our mouths, and we confess that the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable. Oh God, we're not just going to ask it. We're going to train ourselves in victory.
Hallelujah. Because victory belongs to us. Victory over our thoughts. We're going to tell our thoughts to line up with your word. Victory over our speech. We're going to train our mouths to speak your word. Victory in our hearts. We're going to allow the word to dwell within us richly, with all admonition, with all singing, with joy and gladness. Even right now, I thank you for spiritual understanding that my life is with you, that my life is in your hands, that you're able to do all things but fail, that you're able to turn the darkness into light. You're able to take away loneliness. You're able to help me deal with the times when I feel I'm all alone. Lord, you're able to help me deal with the emotions that come up upon us, even when David said, when my heart within me is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. I know there's something more working in my favor. I know there's something greater working on my behalf. And tonight we thank you that you are living on the inside. Hallelujah. You're changing my thinking. You're aligning my thoughts up with you. You're changing my speech as I yield my tongue to you, the same way I had to surrender my tongue to speak in tongues when I first got the Holy Ghost. I release my tongue in obedience to your word. Lord, use my mouth as your vessel. Hallelujah. I know that it's not just the things on the outside, but it's what's on the inside that matters most. And so, God, I thank you right now that you're able to clean up my heart. Hallelujah. You're cleaning our hearts right now by the washing, by the water of the word of God. Lord God, drench me in your presence. Drench me in your word. Drench me, Lord. Drench me. Drench me. Drench me, Lord. Let the word just wash over me, Lord God, as I listen to it. Let it wash over my heart. Let it wash over my mind. Let the cleansing power of the word be released. Lord God, we're going to listen to your word in our homes. We're going to play it on our devices in our homes. We're going to saturate the place with your word. We're going to transform our environment according to your word, because we will create the environment for walking the way that please you. We got to take our part in it. And tonight, I thank you that our feet are going to be sanctified. I thank you for sanctified feet. Hallelujah. Lord God, you're working on my heart so my feet can walk right. You're working on my heart so my feet will follow your pathways. You're working on my heart so that I can walk in the will of God, your will. And as I do it, I thank you. The word says we'll be fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God, because tribulation worketh patience. And patience experience, and experience hope. And this hope makes us not ashamed, because we know him whom we have believed in. Lord, I thank you tonight that I've got people on the line that can declare, I know him. I know my God. I know my keeper. I know my sanctifier. I know my redeemer. I know, yeah, I know that my Redeemer lives. I thank you. And he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Tonight we make our declaration. Lord God, we command our feet to walk right before you. We command our hands to give you praise. We command our speech to utter your words. And we thank you that we're going to learn something new. This week is going to take us higher. This week, we're going to know more about you. Oh, God, and I thank you, because in the learning, there's going to come a test. Every learning, it's also accompanied by a test. And tonight, by the Holy Ghost, I pray that you will strengthen your children on this line with all might, according to your glorious power. Lord God, stir it up in our spirit that we will remember the strength of God is in us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The strength of God is in us, for after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us. We shall have power. We can lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. We can take them by the hand like Peter did at the gate beautiful and pick up the man by the hand and watch him get up leaping and dancing and giving you praise. Somebody is waiting for our hand. Hallelujah. Right now, tonight, we extend our hands to one another. Lord, we're praying for each other on this line right now. It doesn't matter how far we are apart from one another. Tonight, we start right here in this circle on the line, and we're praying that you would strengthen, that you will stir up the minds, that you will help us to know what we have working for us. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is working right now. Hallelujah. Work on my mind, work on my heart, work on my attitude, work on my emotions. Oh God of heaven and earth, I praise your name now. And I ask you, Lord God, to pour this out upon your people, the spirit of patience, the spirit of long suffering, and the spirit of joyfulness. Lord God, help us in this walk. Help us in this walk. Help us in this journey to let patience have its perfect work. Lord God, we need to learn patience. And sometimes patience is learned through the test. And so God, for every one of us that's asked for the prayer of patience to be manifest in us, Lord, open our eyes to the patience test. And I thank you that every one of these three elements, Lord God, it's going to be manifested through the test. Long suffering, going to be manifested through the test. Joyfulness, going to be manifested through the test. And so tonight, we give you praise because no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. Lord God, the tests will come and it's okay because you're right by our side. For every woman, for every man, for every young boy and young girl, for every young adult and every teenager, for every home and every family, we know that weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. And so even if we've got to suffer long, we suffer not as an evildoer, but we suffer for righteousness' sake. Blessed are ye when ye are persecuted for righteousness' sake. We thank you that even in the midst of suffering for the good, we are blessed in it already. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. You told us that if we suffer as a wrongdoer, that we should be quiet and learn how to take it. Hallelujah, and get our act together. But if we're suffering because of righteousness, if we're suffering because we're living clean, if we're suffering because we're living holy, that your grace will be right there. Hallelujah. You will give us more grace. For he giveth more grace. Lord, I pray, I feel the cry for more grace. Lord God, help us to understand that in the context of grace, that we can rejoice in the Lord always. And again, we can rejoice. We joy in your presence. We joy in the confidence that we have in you. We joy in our relationship. We rejoice in suffering. We rejoice in service. We rejoice in the trial. Lord, I thank you for the spirit of joy, for this joy that we have, hallelujah, amongst everything that the world can tamper with. This joy that we have, the world didn't give it, and the world cannot take it away. It's a joy in the face of sorrow. It's a joy in the face of heaviness. And even with this joy, we give you thanks right now. Hallelujah. We are qualified to praise you. We've been through enough to praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are going through, but we're coming out, and we thank you. You made us qualified. Hallelujah. Our qualification is not our own, but you qualified us. You made us meet. You made us qualified to partake in the inheritance. And tonight I thank you that our spirit as the children of God is not the spirit of a beggar. We're not in bondage again to fear, but we have the spirit of adoption whereby we call out to our Father. Hallelujah. We're not calling out, Lord God, to a stranger. We're not calling out to someone that doesn't know us. You know the very number of hairs upon our head. You know the very way that we take, the experiences of our walk, the experiences of our day, the things that help us, the things that come to fight us, the things that make us happy, the things that make us sad. But in all these things, we are more. Oh, God, I thank you. I feel a more praise rising in my spirit. You made us more. More than a conqueror through him that loved us. I thank you that this spirit of victory, I thank you that the affirmation of conquering does not start, hallelujah, after we memorize scriptures, doesn't start after we have been walking with you a while. The moment we receive the Holy Ghost, we have deliverance. Hallelujah. Thank you that it's not something that's progressive. The moment we get your Holy Spirit, the moment you fill us, the moment we receive it, we are delivered from the power of darkness. Lord, help us to understand that we don't walk to deliverance, but we walk in deliverance. Hallelujah. It's mine right now. It's ours right now. It's theirs right now. We are no longer under the dominion of sin, but we are under the dominion of Christ. We have been translated into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you that Jesus is the King. Hallelujah. We are not the kings. Jesus is our King, and he gives us instruction. And I thank you that the first thing he said was, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. His first words were instruction for invitation. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you that before I got my act together, you told me to come. Before I had my life in order, you told me to come. When I was in pieces and shattered and in tatters, you told me to come. And tonight, Lord, somebody on this line, they need to hear the call. They need to heed the call. You're calling them out of sin. You're calling them out of darkness. You're calling them out of the flesh. You're calling them out of their emotions. You're calling them out of their feelings. Oh God, not that we don't have these experiences, but while we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds. I thank you that we've got kingdom power. Woo! Kingdom power beating in our soul. Kingdom power coursing through our veins. Kingdom power reminding me of who I am. Kingdom power reminding us of whose we are. Kingdom power reminding me that I've got an inheritance. Hallelujah. I've been redeemed by his blood. I'm forgiven of my sins, and we have an inheritance amongst the saints. Lord, I thank you that the package is in Jesus. I thank you that the blessing is in Jesus. And tonight, somebody on this line is believing you for more. Oh God, right now, they're believing you for more wisdom. They're believing you for more patience. They're believing you for more grace. They're believing you for more knowledge. They're believing you for more wisdom. And so tonight, Lord, we wrap our arms around your people to encourage them in your presence. And tonight we are not afraid. Tonight we are not ashamed. Tonight we recognize that Jesus is our King. We thank you. He is the firstborn of every creature, and for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, principalities or powers. All things were created by him. We thank you, Lord, that he is the head of the body. Hallelujah. Which is the church. And tonight we bless you, because whatever he's over as the head, we're over it as his body. Hallelujah. The devil is under his feet. And if the devil is under the feet of Jesus, that means he's under my feet too. And so tonight we don't accept the pull into sin. We resist the devil, and the devil's got to go. And so tonight we speak resistance in the midst of the storm. We speak resistance in the face of adversity. Tonight, Lord, I thank you for a prayer shield raised over your people. Thank you, Lord, for the gifts that are within us. Thank you, Lord, for the gifts that are in this congregation. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing that's on people's lives. Even the people on this phone right now, there's an anointing on them because you put it on them. The anointing to destroy yokes, it's on them because you put it on them. Tonight, somebody on this line, Lord, I'm praying that they will remember that they've been anointed, and it doesn't matter what they feel. It doesn't matter what the devil tries to do. Lord God, we can lift up our heads on high and give you praise. You told us in your word that we can call you and that you will answer and that you will be with us in trouble, that you will deliver us, that you will honor us, and that with long life, you will satisfy us and show us your salvation. I thank you that we're seeing it unfold. Thank you that salvation is more than an experience. It's a lifetime. Salvation being unfolded, salvation being revealed, the multifaceted nature of salvation. Hallelujah. And the more we look into the word, the more we understand the richness of the blessings that belong to us in Christ. How that even how it pleased you that in Jesus all the fullness would be in. And I thank you tonight that we benefit from that fullness because we are in Christ. Thank you, oh God, we are established. We were once alienated. We were once enemies. But tonight we thank you. We are the redeemed of the Lord. Thank you that the blood has rendered us without blame, without guilt. Thank you that you have brought us into your body, into the body of Jesus Christ, and you have rooted us in him. You have made us grounded and settled world so that we won't be moved, hallelujah, from the gospel message. We won't be moved from the name of Jesus. We will not be moved from the truth that's in your word. We will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season. And whatever we do, our leaves shall not wither. And whatever we do, it's going to prosper. I thank you for the entrepreneurial anointing that's on somebody right now on this phone. I thank you for the creative anointing that's on this line right now on somebody. Well, I thank you right now for the stick-to-itiveness and the strength and the stamina, spiritual, emotional, and physical, to finish what we started and to get started with what you put in our spirit. I thank you for the expansion of Beulah Tabernacle through the vessels that are on this line right now. I thank you for the flourishing of the gifts. Lord God, let them indeed stir up the gifts in them. Lord God, every man on this line to stir up the gifts in him. Every woman on this line to stir up the gifts in her. Every leader that's on this line to stir up the gifts. Every support in this line. Every person, Lord, I thank you for the gifts of helps. I thank you for the gifts of government. I thank you for the gifts of healing. I thank you for the gift of faith. I thank you for the gift of the working of miracles. I thank you for the gift of tongues. I thank you for the gift of interpretation of tongues. I thank you, Lord God, for the gifts of healings. I thank you right now for divine operation happening on this line right now. Lord God, when we look in the mirror, we don't see ourselves, but we see what you're making. Help us to see what we are becoming. Help us to see what we've been ordained to be. Help us to realize that the process is making us right now. Lord God, in the midst of this pandemic, you are allowing us to be shaken to our core so that we will understand that what's on the inside is what matters. It's what's on the inside. Lord, we need the word in us. Lord God, even now, let there be a commitment on this line to read the word daily. Let there be a commitment on this line to take advantage of all the vehicles of using and accessing the word of God. Lord, your word is like food to us. Your word is spirit and truth. Your word is what we need. It's food for the spirit and food for the soul. And it's in your word that we will have the knowledge. We'll get the knowledge. Lord, I thank you for the Heshanda. I thank you, Mama Mamaki Arabosanda. I thank you for increased knowledge this week. I thank you for increased knowledge this week. I thank you for increased knowledge. Lord God, when we know better, we can do better. And I thank you that this is a line filled with do-betters. Hallelujah. It's a line that's filled with know-betters and do-betters. Lord God, I thank you that this week is going to be a change. I thank you, Lord, that somewhere, even on this line, there's going to be another level of breakthrough. Somewhere on this line, there's going to be a release of revelation. Lord God, I thank you. You're taking us to a place where it's not about the food. It's not about the drink. It's not about the observance of dates and times, but it's learning how to walk in total submission. Lord God, I thank you that the prophets of old and the people, the heroes and the sheroes of old, they were not perfect, but they were submitted unto you. And those that received revelation, they received it because they were walking in relationship. Relationship precedes revelation. Relationship precedes revelation. And so tonight, Lord God, we are embracing the challenge to be what you called us to be. We're embracing the challenge to walk in the riches of the glory of the mystery of Christ in us, the hope of glory. Oh God, oh God, our mouths are not our own. Our hearts are not our own. Our lives are not our own. Lord God, there's something we've got to apologize for. There's some people we got to go to and say, I'm sorry. There's some things that we've got to reconcile and get it together, because your Jesus is coming back soon, and we don't want to be caught with our work undone. Lord God, it's not just the work that we do in the body of Christ, it's the work that we do in our lives. Lord God, whether or not we stand before a great audience, it's the life that we live, it's the way that we speak, it's how we treat one another. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you have revealed to us the greatness of this mystery, that Jesus is on the inside. He is our hope. He's our hope. He's our guarantee of glory. Hallelujah. So that he that knew no sin, he took on sin for us. But Lord God, he called me. Thank you that the invitation started with a call. The instruction started with a call. Whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Whom he called, them he also justified. Whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? Lord, you're on our side. It's going to get better. You're on our side. It's going to turn around. You're on our side. Better things are coming. You're on our side. Better things are coming. It's and even if better don't come on earth, better will come in heaven. Hallelujah. Lord God, I thank you. It's what's on the inside tonight. Help us, Lord, to understand that even if we move away from this scene, if this earthen house of this tabernacle be dissolved, we have a building, a house made in heaven, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And so tonight, Lord God, I thank you that you are, yes, a God of healing. Lord, tonight, I thank you that you are, yes, a God of miracles, signs, and wonders. Lord, I thank you, yes, you're a God of mighty deliverance. Oh, yes, you're a God that can do anything but fail. Oh, yes, there is nothing too hard for you. But Lord, tonight, help us as we posture ourselves with this, that whatever our lot, you have taught us to say, it's well, it's well, it's well with our soul. Tonight, we open our mouths to give you praise. Tonight, there's a sound from earth that's going to reach heaven. And tonight, I'm going to ask you that are on this line to open up your mouth and begin to give God praise. Hey, hallelujah. I need your praise to reach heaven tonight. I need the praise of everybody on this line to reach heaven right now, because tonight, before we hang up, heaven is going to touch earth. I need earth to touch heaven. 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 The Holy Ghost will guide us. The Holy Ghost will give us answers. The Holy Spirit will encourage us. It's Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change. Oh, what a change. It's our completeness in Christ and our oneness in him. Oh, what a change. Oh, what a change. It's Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noonday, Jesus in the evening, even right now, when my heart is heavy and when my head is bowed, I can give Jesus praise, because it's not the position of my head, it's the position of my heart. Tonight, somebody ought to open your mouth right now and give him praise. I need a supernatural saturation on this line with the prayers of the righteous, with the voice of the people of God. And so even now, I ask you, my friends, to unmute your phone and let's flood this line with praise. Unmute this your phone and let's flood this line with worship. Unmute your phone and let's flood the line. Let's flood the line. Let's flood the line. Let's flood the line. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Lord, we bless your name. Lord, we bless your name.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on, give him praise.
Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. Glory.
glory.
You are not worthy to be compared to the glory that's about to be revealed in us.
All praise and honor.
We are secure by the power of love.
Thank you.
You haven't given us the spirit of fear.
Thank you.
We got the spirit of power. Spirit of love, spirit of a sound mind. We can stand in the liberty where Christ has made us free. Oh, I thank you. We got staying power. We got standing power. We got Holy Ghost power.
Oh God.
And not only do we have confession, but we have a walk. And so, God, I thank you.
That you have called us
so that our walk would line up with our confession.
Yes.
We will do those things that please you. That we will do those things that honor you.
Thank you, Lord. God, I bless you right now.
I bless you, Lord, even for this moment tonight in your presence. I thank you that you're here with us. Lord, release a fresh anointing even on this line right now. Release a fresh anointing. Stir up our pure hearts and stir up our pure minds. Oh God, truly let us see that they that are with us are more than they that are against us. And no matter where we find ourselves, help us, Lord, that we will always be rapture ready, that we will be ready when Jesus comes. Tonight, if there's somebody that doesn't have the Holy Ghost, Lord, I pray right now for their salvation. Somebody tonight on this line that hasn't been baptized in Jesus' name, I pray, Lord God, that they will accept the name of Jesus. And that they will confess it even in their baptism. Lord, somebody on this line tonight needs to make a change and repent of their sins, asking you for forgiveness that they might start their new life with you. And so, Lord God, somebody on this line that needs to repent, somebody on this line that needs to be baptized in Jesus' name, to take on the name of Jesus. Somebody on this line that needs to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit to take on the nature of Christ. Lord, we pray for them right now. And if they're on this line, oh God, I pray that they will make themselves known, that they will let us know their desire for more. Even, Lord God, as we open up this line tonight, I thank you for these, your precious people. Somebody's about to make a change that's going to change the rest of their lives. I pray right now that they will make that change with you and that they won't go in the flesh, but that they will go under the direction of your Holy Spirit in line with your word, for your spirit is always in agreement with your word. Bless, Lord God, these precious souls as we commit them into your hand. In the name of Jesus Christ now, may the God of all peace that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead keep your hearts and minds through the resurrected Savior, knowing that as he was risen from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit, that they that have the Holy Spirit, when Jesus comes again, will rise in like fashion, dawning a glorious body, and that we will in a moment and in a twinkling of an eye be like him whom our soul loveth. And now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus, throughout all ages, world without end. Amen and amen. God's peace go with you and strengthen you in Jesus' name.